Welcome to your GCSE Polish Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and culturally rich topics on the specification, customs and festivals in Poland. Whether you're sitting and listening, speaking, reading, or writing paper, this topic comes up again and again, so let's make sure you're fully prepared. Grab a pen, because there's a lot of brilliant stuff to cover. Let's start with why this topic matters. Poland has a deeply rooted cultural identity shaped by centuries of Catholic tradition, Slavic folk customs, and national history. When examiners set tasks on this theme, they're looking for you to demonstrate not just vocabulary, but genuine cultural understanding. A student who can say, Wigilia to Najwazniesi Wieczorowi Roku, Christmas Eve is the most important evening of the year, and then explain why, will always earn more marks than one who simply lists words. So let's build that depth together. Section 1. Core concepts, the festivals and customs you must know. Let's work through the Polish calendar of festivals. I'll give you the Polish name, the English translation, and a key cultural detail for each one. First up, Wigilia. This is Christmas Eve, celebrated on the 24th of December. In Polish, Dwudziesty Czwarty Grudnia. Wigilia is arguably the most important celebration in the Polish year. Families gather for a 12-course meal, Dwanasi Potra, which traditionally contains no meat. The meal begins when the first star appears in the sky, Pierwsza Gwiazdka. Families share a special wafer called Opłatek, wishing each other health and happiness. The vocabulary you need here, Wieczerza, Wigilina, Christmas Eve, supper, Opłatek, Christmas wafer, prezenty, presents, Chwinka, Christmas tree, kolędy, Christmas carols. Next, Boże Narodzenie, Christmas Day, celebrated on the 25th and 26th of December. The 26th is called Drugi Dzień Świąt, the second day of the feast. This is when families visit relatives and continue celebrating. Moving to January, Święto Trzech Króli, the Feast of the Three Kings, on the 6th of January. This is a public holiday in Poland. People attend church processions, and children dress up as the three wise men. The letters C, M, and B, representing the names Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, are written above doorways in chalk to bless the home for the coming year. Now let's talk about Easter, Wielkanoc. This is the most important religious festival in the Christian calendar, and in Poland, it is celebrated with enormous enthusiasm. The week before Easter is called Wielki Tydzień, Holy Week. On Palm Sunday, Niedziela Palmowa, Poles carry beautifully decorated palms, often made from dried flowers and colored ribbons, to church. On Easter Saturday, families take baskets of food, Kosik Wielkanocny, to be blessed at church. The basket contains chleb, bread, jajka, eggs, zinka, ham, szerzan, horseradish, and a lamb-shaped cake called baranek. On Easter Sunday, families share a festive breakfast called Sniadani Wielkanocny. Then comes Easter Monday, Smigus Dungus, also known as Lani Poniedziałek, Wet Monday. This is a beloved tradition where people splash each other with water. It's great fun and a brilliant cultural detail to mention in your speaking or writing tasks. Let's talk about Corpus Christi. Bożyczyło. This falls on a Thursday, 60 days after Easter. It's a major Catholic procession, procesja, through the streets. People decorate the route with flowers and greenery. This is a public holiday in Poland. Zielone Świątki, Whitsun or Pentecost, falls 50 days after Easter. Homes and churches are decorated with green branches, symbolizing the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Tłusty Czwartek, Fat Thursday, is the last Thursday before Lent. Poles eat enormous quantities of panczki, donuts filled with rose jam, and fajerki, also called crust, which are crispy fried pastry strips. It's estimated that Poles eat over 100 million donuts on this single day. That's a fantastic statistic to drop into a writing task. Wszystkich Świętych, All Saints Day, on the 1st of November is a deeply solemn occasion. Families visit cemeteries, cmentarze, to clean and decorate the graves of loved ones with flowers and candles called zinici. The sight of thousands of candles flickering in the darkness is one of the most striking images in the Polish cultural calendar. Mikołaki, St. Nicholas Day, on the 6th of December. Children leave shoes out the night before, and St. Nicholas, Swantimi Kawaj leaves small gifts and sweets for good children and twigs for naughty ones. And finally, Prima Aprilis, April Fool's Day, on the 1st of April, Poles love pranks and jokes on this day. The phrase Prima Aprilis Iwazaj Boshe Pomalish means 1st of April, watch out, or you'll be fooled. Section 2, key vocabulary groups. Now let's consolidate your vocabulary. I'll group these thematically so they're easier to remember. Celebrations and events. Święto, festival or public holiday. Uroczystość, celebration or ceremony. Tradycja, tradition. Zwyczaj, custom. Obchodzić, to celebrate. Uczestniczyć, to take part in. Świętować, to celebrate. Religious vocabulary. Kosio, church. Meza, mass. Proszenia, procession. Modlitwa, prayer. Wierni, the faithful. Post, fast or Lent. Wielki post, Lent. Food and festive items. Pączki, donuts. Opłatek, Christmas wafer. Choinka, Christmas tree. Pasanki, decorated Easter eggs. Kosik, basket. Potroi, dishes or courses. Barsis, beetroot soup. Pierogi, dumplings. Makowiu, poppy seed cake. Describing feelings and opinions, essential for speaking and writing. Uważam, że I think that, moim zdaniem, in my opinion, najbardziej lubię, I like most, nie przepadam za, I'm not keen on. To jest ważne, ponieważ it's important because tradycje są istotne, gdyż traditions are important because section 3, grammar focus. Now for the grammar, this is where marks are won and lost.
The past tense, czas przeszły.
To talk about how you celebrated a festival in the past, you need the past tense. The key thing to remember is that Polish past tense verbs change depending on the gender of the subject.
For a male speaker, byłem, I was świętowałem, I celebrated, jadłem, I ate. For a female speaker, byłam, I was świętowałam, I celebrated, jadłam, I ate. The ending changes. Masculine uses, wem, wesz, iwał. Feminine uses, wam, wasz, wa.
Example sentence.
W zeszłym roku świętowałam Wigilię z rodziną.
Last year I celebrated Christmas Eve with my family. That's a perfect exam sentence. It has a time phrase, a past tense verb, a festival name, and a reference to family.
The future tense, czas przyszły.
For plans and intentions, use będę plus the infinitive.
Będę świętować I will celebrate. Będę uczestniczyć I will take part. Będziemy razem jeść.
We will eat together.
Example. W przyszłym roku będę obchodzić Wielkanoc z dziadkami.
Next year, I will celebrate Easter with my grandparents. Again, time phrase, future tense. Festival, family member, that's a winning formula. Opinions with justification. Examiners at higher tiers specifically reward opinions with reasons.
Use lubię Wigilię, ponieważ jest to czas spędzony z rodziną I like Christmas Eve because it's time spent with family. Uważam, że tradycje są ważne, gdyż łączą nas z przeszłością.
I think traditions are important because they connect us to the past. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. These are the things that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7. Common mistake number 1, confusing festival names. Boże Ciało is Corpus Christi, not Christmas.
Boże Narodzenie is Christmas.
Candidates who mix these up lose marks for communication. Learn the names precisely. Common mistake number 2, using only the present tense. At higher tier, you must use at least 3 tenses. Present, past, and future. If your writing task is about festivals, describe what you normally do, present tense, what you did last year, past tense, and what you plan to do, future tense. Examiners are specifically looking for this range. Common mistake number 3, incorrect case endings. Polish is a case language, which means nouns change their endings depending on their role in the sentence. When you say, I celebrate Easter, the word wielkanoc stays in the nominative. But when you say, I think about Easter, it changes to myślę Wielkanocy, the locative case. You don't need to master every case for GCSE, but be careful with the most common ones. Common mistake number 4, giving opinions without justification.
Don't just say lubię Wigilia. I like Christmas Eve. Say lubię Wigilię, ponieważ cała rodzina jest razem. I like Christmas Eve because the whole family is together.
That extra clause is worth marks. Exam tip for speaking. Prepare 3 or 4 festival-related opinions in advance and practice saying them fluently. If you forget a word during the speaking test, use a repair strategy. Describe what you mean or use a related word. For example, if you forget the word opłatek, you could say Specjalny biały chleb który dzielimy w Wigilii, a special white bread that we share at Christmas Eve. Examiners credit this kind of linguistic resourcefulness. Exam tip for writing, always cover all bullet points in the prompt. Missing a bullet point means you cannot access the full range of marks for content, regardless of how well you write the parts you do cover. Exam tip for listening, before the recording plays, read the questions carefully and underline key words. Polish festival names are distinctive. Once you know them, you'll recognize them even in fast speech. Listen for negatives. Nie lubię, I don't like, completely changes the meaning. Exam tip for reading, watch out for false friends. The word aktualnie in Polish means currently, not actually. Sympatyczny means nice or friendly, not sympathetic. These traps catch candidates out every year. Section 5, quick fire recall quiz. Time for your quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the Polish. Question 1. How do you say Christmas Eve in Polish? The answer is Wigilia. Question 2. What is Smigus Dingus? It's Easter Monday, the tradition of splashing people with water. Question 3. How do you say I celebrated as a female speaker? Świętowałam. Question 4. What are pysenki? Decorated Easter eggs. Question 5. How do you say, in my opinion, traditions are important because...
Moim zdaniem tradycje są ważne, ponieważ...
Question 6. What is Tłusty Czwartek and when does it happen? Fat Thursday, the last Thursday before Lent, when Poles eat pączki. Question 7. How do you form the future tense in Polish?
Będę plus the infinitive.
Question 8. What is the 12-course Christmas Eve meal called?
Wieczerza Wigilijna. Or simply the 12 potraw.
Section 6 summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. The key things to take away from today's episode are these. Know your festivals by name. In Polish,
Wigilia, Boże, Narodzenie, Wielkanoc, Śmigus Dyngus, Boże Ciało, Zielone Świątki, Tłusty Czwartek, Wszystkich Świętych Mikołajki.
Learn them, spell them, use them confidently. Master 3 tenses, present for habits, past for memories, future for plans. Every writing and speaking task benefits from this range. Opinions with justification are non-negotiable at higher tier. Build the habit, opinion plus, pony was, plus reason. Cultural knowledge enriches your answers. The 12-course Wigilia meal, the opłatek wafer, the Smigus Dingus water tradition, these details show examiners that you have genuine engagement with Polish culture. And finally, practice out loud. Polish pronunciation can be tricky, but the more you say these words, the more natural they become.
Świętować, uczestniczyć, uroczystość, say them 10 times each today.
That's it for this episode. Powodzenia na egzaminie. Good luck in your exam. You've got this.
Cześć.